The Carters have spoken. Of course, right. About the elevator fight between Jay-Z and Solange. Well, Bay, Jay, and Solo issued a statement yesterday. It basically said that they have both apologized to each other. We have moved forward as a united family. They denied reports that Solange was intoxicated. And it ended with, at the end of the day, families have problems and we're no different.
Well, but, let me turn this music down for a second and tell you.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It's like, I think that was the right thing for them to do. Is to show some solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they're a high-profile family.
Power couple.
Yeah, these are a billionaire with all their money together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for them to go out and get hood like that, you know, they had to, you know, make it all good. And
yeah.
One thing I will say came out of this, you know, not because I don't condone anybody hitting anybody,
mm-hmm.
but it shows you, you know, the bond that sisters have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know if you have a big sister or anything like that.
I do.
She does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your big sisters will fight for you.
Yeah.
You know? You see, it always used to be that, you know, your big brother would always... I remember my big brother fought for me one time. He didn't have to, but, you know, my brother liked to fight, so it was a good excuse. But, you know, at the same time, it just shows that, you know, blood is thicker than water, yeah, and sometimes sometimes your little sisters can... or your big sisters can fight your battles.
Yeah.
But that was a good thing they came out and said, hey, it's all good. We have issues like regular people.
Well,
okay, that's my commentary.
I wish they would have told us what caused the fight, though.
Well, that's not going to be our
business. Maybe I'm just nosy.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Sorry.
Yeah,
former Scandal star Columbus Short was in court yesterday. He entered a not guilty plea to felony battery charge for that bar fight in L.A. back in March. He returns to court in June. Bad news for Dr. Dre's Beats. The electronics brand is facing a $20 million lawsuit. This owner of a music subscription service is accusing the company of firing him before they could pay him the millions of dollars he was supposed to get. He said they laid him off because he tried to get rid of an employee. I mean, but he probably knows about that Apple deal.
He's trying to hold up the big deal.
Speaking of the big Apple deal, Dr. Dre's firstborn son, Curtis Young, said he isn't so excited about it because he's never gotten a dime from Dre and doesn't expect to.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. Rihanna lost a member of her Navy fan group, the 16-year-old Baltimore student. She posted this picture of a dress that she made, a home prom dress that was supposed to look like Rihanna's dress from the 2010 Echo Awards. Well, Rihanna posted a picture of it with a sad face emoji. That's kind of like cyberbullying. That is
cold.
So mean.
Rihanna is cold.
That is so.
She doesn't care. Yeah.
She is a cyberbully.
Just didn't quite
but
make it, man.
Do you know what? How beautiful that is for her to even respond to your stuff?
It is.
But that's what I like about her. She's like, she goes in on us regular folk. She doesn't care.
In music, Billboard Music Awards are this weekend. And new in theaters, Godzilla, Million Dollar Arm, and The Immigrant. I'm Britt. That's your Hot Off the Wire.